7:40 on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Mornings. We're looking at 60 degrees here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenewald.
Hello to our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app. Download that app today and take us on the go. And if you're watching us on Caporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live, good morning to you there. Once a week, we check in with the public school districts in York County. This week, we're learning more about what's going on in the York School District, and we have the great Dr. LaToya Dixon joining us.
Good morning, Lucas.
And that's my words, because I've known you for a long time, and I think the world of you. Also, I forgot your long job title. I apologize.
That's okay. Grown it, apparently.
Yes. That's okay. That's okay. I'm the assistant superintendent for academic innovation and professional learning.
See, I'd rather you say it and you get it right than some moron on the radio to get it wrong.
It just rolls on your tongue.
You just have to think of it the way I tell young elementary students when they say, do you work here, when I'm in their school? And I say, well, no, I don't work here. They say, well, where do you work? And I say, I'm just here to help.
I love it.
I help all the schools.
That's do.
That's an easy way to describe it.
You sure do.
Well, you do have a love and passion for education. And again, we've had a front row seat for that. And I know the York School District's lucky to have you, and you're lucky to be there in York, because it's been an award-winning spring for the York School District.
It absolutely has. I'm so proud to talk about my colleague this morning, Assistant Superintendent for Finance and Operations, Amy Hagner. She is the South Carolina Association of School Administrators District Level Administrator of the Year. She's a double award winner this year. She was also the South Carolina School Business Officials Administrator of the Year. Amy has a long history of doing a magnificent job in finance and operations. She's been with the district 16 years. She's an outstanding community partner. She's a fellow Rotarian with me in York. Is always willing to champion a good community cause, and she does a great job in our district and more than deserves that recognition.
I have to say, that role as finance and dealing with the operations, it's always overlooked in the educational field. You're thinking teachers, mm-hmm. principals, administrators, but then you have to remember who's handling the books, who's keeping the school up and running. It's Amy.
Yes, yes, absolutely. I always tell her, I think we have something very unique in that we work very well together. I'm the instruction side of the house, so I'm concerned with, you know, the teaching and learning portions. And she's the finance and operating side of the house. But we have a great relationship and have been able to collaborate to do some really innovative things. One I want to tell you about. So, you know, we've talked about student-centered learning and our competency-based education waiver. And so this year, to incentivize our schools who have had a record number of teachers participating in professional learning, we provided allocations to principals to put in flexible learning environments, innovative furniture in their school buildings and classrooms to support the learning model. That's just one of the many ways Amy and I work together to make our roles what's best for the entire school district.
And what does that look like for those that still remember when we were in school and you had desks with like storage underneath?
Yeah.
Or storage in the front, and it was rows and columns.
Yeah, so now it's grouped together. It's opportunities for collaboration. So you're thinking tables, odd shapes you maybe wouldn't think of as being where students should sit. Flexible stools. There are standing desks for students. There are all kinds of items out there to modernize the classroom, which I think is an important part of the work we do.
Well, I think our energy would be on one of those bouncy balls.
Or yes.
The one that you go in a circle on.
Yeah, if Alex and I ever come to work there, that's exactly what we need to keep us entertained and focused.
I got
sure.
it. I'll make note of that.
Well, it reflects the real world, right? I mean, in today's office space, you have those kind of pieces of equipment. I mean, my desk at CN2, it's a standing desk, and
yep.
I hit a button, and it goes up and goes down.
Yep.
And so I've had one of the balls too that you sit on, and you think it might be fun, but it's also to focus, right, and get
yes.
your wigglies out, as they like to say.
Yeah, and it's also about health. You know, there's lots of research mm-hmm. out about sitting
yeah.
and how quickly sitting for prolonged periods of time expedites or lowers our quality of health. So I think it's wellness, it's innovation, it's making sure kids are in a comfortable space to be able to learn and do their best work.
Well, Dr. Dixon, earlier this morning we got a lesson on how to sit properly mm-hmm. and how to pull your shoulders back okay. and your belly button into your spine and okay. breathe in and breathe out. It's just a breathing technique that we learned this morning from one of our other guests.
Okay, that feels great.
Doesn't it feel
Was
great?
Was it yoga?
It's kind of like yoga, yeah.
A bit of mindfulness, posture, yeah.
But you feel better doing it,
yes,
don't you?
Yes,
for sure. Oh, or speaking with Dr. LaToya Dixon from the York School District. Also the York School District, and we have mentioned this, but it's so great that we want to mention it again. We're one of only two school districts in the state of South Carolina that will be implementing a new way of educating our students, correct,
absolutely.
In the fall?
Absolutely. Competency-based education. One great way to think about it is it reduces or eliminates the restrictions of seat time, building. Learning really can take place anytime, anywhere. And it's really about expanding learning opportunities. So when you think about it, think about the student. I'll use my niece, for example, who is a sophomore in high school, who's really interested in becoming a doctor, but also really interested in getting into a great college and taking the highest level courses. And so she's taken all AP courses, but she really would like to do the Kate side health professions. But there's not room in her schedule because of the logistics of scheduling and the AP courses. With competency-based education, she could actually take the health professions courses from an external provider. We would get an expert in to review her work, and she could earn credit for that course and also get her AP courses. So it's about expanding learning opportunities. So those external providers, of course, would be vetted for quality, and in some cases, they might even be real-world apprenticeships and co-ops and internships. I mean, I just imagine what that will do for kids in our district, and it really aligns well with our strategic change agenda focus, which is finding the intersection of what children do well and what they're passionate about. Mm-hmm. And how do we connect those things early on for kids so that they have clear direction about their future and are ready for whatever path mm-hmm. they choose when they leave our school district?
Oh, gosh.
When we think about readiness, how yeah. much that would pay off in the long run from a financial standpoint, getting the foot in the door, whether it's an apprenticeship. I just know our generation see more of that entry level, and you think, oh, I have no experience for this entry level. You're changing the narrative.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, mm-hmm. absolutely. You know, I just think about how many friends I have had that changed their majors multiple times once we got to college.
Totally.
Then got a job and figured out, hey, this is not what I want to do, and ended up doing something completely different. But if we give children an opportunity to explore their passions early, maybe we can combat some of that.
Well, amen said. To that. I know we're pushing up against our break here, but we do want to congratulate the class of 2023, Dr. Dixon there at York Comprehensive High School. They will get their diplomas when?
June 2nd, Winthrop Coliseum. We can't wait. Go Cougars.
Oh, way to go.
Countdown's on.
Way to go, Dr. Dixon, who actually came in early this morning for us. You get the gold star of the day.
Thank you.
You're a good friend of the show. Congratulations on a successful school year 2022-2023, and we get ready for 2023-2024.
Sounds great.
Okay.